Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 56. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Matt Fowler.
It's kind of hard to follow that up.
I know.
It's getting a little crazy over there.
Just hanging out.
As usual, it is Thursday evening.
Thursday.
8 p.m.
Central Time.
So if you're live with us, you can hang out with us in the chat, and you obviously know that it's Thursday. Otherwise, you can always check us out on iTunes, or if you're listening to this recorded later, you could come back next Thursday and hang out with us live, and then you'd be in the chat then. It is the week of, today is the 14th of June.
Yes.
In the year 2012.
Does that seem ridiculous as mid-June?
Yeah, it seems pretty crazy that the 4th of July is already approaching.
Holy cannoli.
Rapidly. It'll be here and gone, and before you know it, it'll be winter again, and
I think we got a little
we'll be out beyond the wall looking for wildlings.
It's only like 3 months away till fall, though. I'm excited for that.
Fall?
Yeah.
Why?
Cool weather.
Yeah, I agree. Although it hasn't really felt like summer too much yet.
Last week did, though. Like those 3 days, it's like, this sucks.
All 3 days when I'm moving. Yeah.
Yeah, way to pick a good time to move.
Yeah, worked out well for us, though, Friday night. Go us. Matt moved.
Yeah, I did.
Still going to have a party there.
Should.
No, we are. Remember, you were providing a keg?
I thought that was supposed to be already, though.
That was on Sunday, I thought.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen.
Now,
so
now he's going to get a portal gun.
I had the keg. No one showed, so I just drank it by myself and cried.
Oh.
It was a lonely, sad time.
And can't win them all.
You filled the keg with your tears and then drank that? You weirdo.
Yeah, that is kind of weird. Anyways.
So, yeah. Like I said, live every Thursday. Otherwise, you can always find us at our website, bleedgeek.com, or on iTunes. It was kind of a bigger week this week, dominated mainly by one thing.
If you're friends with us on Facebook or Twitter, you would know.
Right.
Because
what?
Because I spammed the heck out of it. Well, not spam. It wasn't spam. It was relevant information.
Right. I was just keeping people up to date on what was happening in the technology world.
Apple. WWDC. Worldwide Developer Conference. The conference that sold out in an hour and 15 minutes or some crap.
Hour 46, I think they said.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, tickets are only like $1,500 or something. So, I mean, seems pretty reasonable, right?
Yeah, maybe next year we'll go. Yeah. Probably not.
Matt's going to pay for the three of us, he said.
Oh, sweet. If they gave out something cool like the other like bigger keynotes, then it would be worth it. But
like Google gave out tablets last year.
Yep.
I know that people got jackets.
Don't care.
I think they do get some stuff, but... Well, and people that really go there actually... Besides the journalists, it's legitimately like a week-long conference where you can go and you can work with Apple engineers like to help you out with your apps. And
well, they gave all Apple engineers got a week off to attend this.
Right. Well, they were there. They were working it, a lot of them.
Right. But so it was like...
A week off their regular
A week
duties.
Off, yeah. 1,000 developers.
Yeah, that seems
That's
that right.
That's crazy.
So, I mean, if you
That's
were
something
having
like
problems,
Google would totally do.
Yeah.
They're just following in the footsteps. Go Google.
Except for that, they said it was the 23rd year of
it's the longest running.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. I mean, 23, so that means...
And nobody cared about them for 20 years of that.
Well, that's what I was going to say, like how long of it was nothing happening there. It's probably... Because I think the iPhone is what made it big. So 97. Because that didn't even debut at WWDC. They debuted it at the Macworld conference.
Right.
In January. Which now they don't even go to Macworld. They just hold their own. It's funny.
It's what they do.
Anyway, do you feel like we're on a off topic, sort of?
No, not really. I mean, we're bound to get here anyway, so let's just get this garbage out of the way.
Well, you just want to run down everything that happened? Where do you want to start? There's so much.
We could start from the beginning of the keynote, hardware, I guess. The first thing they unveiled was the Mac. Was it the Air? No, it was Mac. I can't remember if it was the Pros or the Airs that went first. I think it was the
Pros.
It was the Pros.
Pros.
We'll go with that. Yeah, new...
Yeah, so they refreshed the 13-inch and the 15-inch MacBook Pros, effectively killed the 17-inch model, which they had very slow sales on anyway, because I think at what point do you want a 17-inch laptop? That seems a bit crazy.
The only person I would know that would get a 17-inch would be somebody that was a gamer, and you're not going to buy a MacBook for gaming.
Right. I mean, they said a lot of people, like, in the video did it because you could get a higher resolution than the 15-inch. So that was, I've heard that as a reason. But now...
It just seems... Like, anybody, if you're going to do video editing...
Why not have a desktop?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, why not get the horsepower?
But, I mean, if you're going to conferences and you want to do it on the fly, maybe, I mean... You don't think so?
No.
What if we were making videos at
then you send
CES?
You send the videos.
You bring a desktop.
Or student.
I'm not buying it.
No. 17-inch? That's huge.
This is I used to have a 19-inch TV for a long time.
This. Nobody's gonna carry that around. Nobody. It was a good decision. Anyways,
so they refreshed the 13 and the 15-inch. Obviously, everyone knew that there was going to be hardware refreshes, Ivy Bridge processors. Otherwise, the Pros didn't change too much, I don't think. Ivy Bridge.
No, it was the Airs that came out first.
Airs first?
Yeah, but we can finish the Pros.
Yeah, but otherwise, I don't think there was too much different on the Pros.
No.
They added an upgrade. I think you can get higher RAM in them now, maybe.
Up to 8. Is it up
16.
To, was it 16 for the pro? Yeah, up to 16 for the Pros, up to 7 something for a solid state drive.
Oh, that's for the other thing. I don't think you can get that in the Pros.
Can you only get a 512 then?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. That's the same as the Air then?
Yep.
Okay.
The Air and the Pro now both you can get up to a 512 in.
So yeah, it's the 13-inch Pro was $1,200 and the 15-inch is $1,500. Or so, no, sorry. 13-inch for the base model is $1,200, and 13-inch for like the all
they
the
have two.
Is there two different ones? Two. I thought it was like.
Well, it's just better stuff. They have a little bit faster.
And that one's
processor.
$1,500, yeah. And then same with the 15-inch. There's the base is $1,800, and the better one is $2,200. That price is ridiculous to me.
Yeah, they get a little up there.
They say. And they, so like, when they were going through the keynotes, so, I mean, one of the things that, I mean, me and you were talking throughout the entire thing, basically, and I was making my little peanut gallery comments to you, more to you than I tried. I didn't apologize. I just said maybe you should have been doing the commentating on it, because some of the stuff that they highlighted was like, really? Nobody cares. Like, the way how... the aesthetics are of the hardware underneath the case, you know, and it's like everything, like all the chipsets have like nice black covers over them, and then the fans are symmetrical.
Asymmetrical now.
Asymmetrical. That's what it was.
Supposedly cools more and is quieter.
And it's like, really? That's just, I don't know, it's just a funny thing to point out to a shell that's not supposed to be taken apart. The one thing that surprised me that I read to yesterday was, iFixit. They're known for pulling apart everything, and the battery is like, there's pretty much no way to replace it at all if it goes bad, because it's glued to the trackpad or to the cable that goes to the trackpad. So if you try separating the battery, they apparently tried their darndest and couldn't do it without breaking the little cable. So you can't replace the battery, and then the RAM is actually soldered onto the board, so you can't upgrade memory at all for it.
I think you're thinking of the new MacBook that they have, or the new Pro, the new Pro, the next generation Pro.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right. Yeah, they're calling it the...
The next generation?
No, the least repairable laptop ever or something.
Yeah.
iFixit.
Which, it was,
I mean, it makes sense because, okay, so we're skipping ahead a little bit. So they introduced Airs, new Airs, basically just gave them Ivy Bridge. They allowed to have More RAM is essentially
more,
all,
yeah, more
all
RAM,
the Airs.
And then
you can
solid,
get up
all
to
solid,
a 512.
They're all solid state drives now. That's the biggest thing.
Well, the Airs always have been.
Have they?
Yep.
Oh, so it's just a bigger hard drive.
But you
then.
Can get, before you could only go to 256, now you can go to 512. And instead of only capping out at 4 gigs of RAM, you can now get up to 8. And the Pros go up to 16. But then they launched the next generation, what?
Nothing. We'll keep going.
But then they launched the next generation Pro, which is a thinner. It's kind of like a cross between the Air and the Pro, really.
Yep.
But it's the evolution of the Pro is what it will be. Eventually, the other Pros will go away. It doesn't have an optical drive. It's super thin. They got rid of a lot of the other ports as well. They did add an HDMI port, which is the first time it's been on an Apple computer, which seems kind of crazy.
It makes it makes sense to me because a lot of people who would be doing stuff would be doing it on another monitor to see what they're working on. But
at the same time, though, with the so and then it also has a Retina display screen. So
yep.
It's
2880 by 19 something.
Yeah, which is pretty insane.
Yeah, I had it. I don't remember.
And so. They made it very small, and that can have up to a 756 solid state.
768. Yep.
And then up to 16 gigs of RAM, I think, or maybe that's what it's based.
No, it's, yeah, up to 16 gigs of RAM.
And so that's why they had to fit everything in. They made the shell, I mean, as small as they possibly could.
The one thing that I think that they got rid of that allowed them to get, because it's thinner than the current Air.
At the top, right. Doesn't taper because it's the same size like all the way across where the Air tapers. So obviously at the thick point, it is thinner. But then at the other end,
right,
the Air is thinner because it tapers.
I think the one thing that they got rid of that allowed them to do that was the Cat 5 connection.
Well, that or and the optical drive.
The old one did have one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, those two things then for
right.
sure. I don't know how I feel about the... I don't know how I feel about them getting rid of the Cat 5 connection.
Right. Well, they
sell. But it
makes
sense.
They made a.
Well, you can go from Thunderbolt to
Cat 5.
Cat 5.
Right.
But it's like me and Todd were talking about it, you know, and he said, you know, Apple is the innovators. They tell you what you want.
Right.
You know, and it's like I get that, but it's like I know I've seen prices for Apple stuff. Like when you were looking at buying a new power cord for your.
Right.
For your current laptop. And it was, what, 80 bucks?
70.
And it's like...
Which is ridiculous.
I could go buy... Like, this laptop's
two years old. I've replaced Danny's for, like, $8.
And it's like, it's just ridiculous, you know? And so I told Todd, it's like, well, I wonder how much that's going to be. Because they have a couple different converters.
It's like $20 bucks only, actually. The Cat... is either 20 or 30 from the Thunderbolt to Cat 5.
It's something that should just come with it.
And they have a Thunderbolt to...
There was one other one.
Something else that you would need regularly, but I don't remember what it was. Oh, FireWire was the other one, because a lot of people that do video editing, I suppose, would want that, because the other MacBook Pro still had FireWire.
And it's like, cripes, just...
But
it should be included, if anything.
Well, if you wanted that, you would just buy the other 15-inch MacBook Pro.
But that doesn't have the fancy new
display. Right.
So.
I mean, eventually.
No, now you're just making up excuses
Ethernet
for
port
Apple.
May go away, but I still see it as, unless they can come up with a straight cable that's thinner, like instead of a Cat 5, you know what I mean? Like if they could make a skinny.
If anybody was going to do it, Apple would do it.
You don't think anyone will ever change it?
I would find a hard time believing, because if they update it, that would mean, I mean, like, mass conversions of, like I think of, like, my company.
Right.
Like, how much stuff would have to be converted, where the Cat 5 to Cat 6, you know, whether you're doing 10 megabit, 100 megabit, all the way up to gigabit, it's all backwards compatible. It's just legacy. So... I would find it hard.
And
I mean, obviously,
and
someday it's going to change.
Well, and that's probably why they didn't completely invent some. I mean, they kind of do with Thunderbolt, but at the same time, that's not their. They're the ones implementing it, but it's. Who's it? Intel that?
Yeah. No. There's somebody else that just.
No, there's someone that invented it, though. Like, not Apple. Like, Apple didn't. They just started implementing it before anybody else.
I gotcha.
I think it was Intel. But I mean, the Thunderbolt 2, I mean, and there now there's a few companies that are making, like, basically a little, it's like a little box, but it's a Thunderbolt out, and then it's, like, to all the ports that have gone away. Because the Thunderbolt has capability to run basically everything through one cord. It's kind of like HDMI going from, like...
You can go from anything.
From, like, you know, composite was, like, five cables.
VGA to composite.
Or component was five cables. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like going back down to one again in HDMI. That's kind of, like, what they're trying to do with Thunderbolt, I think. But yeah. But, I have heard nothing but good things about the resolution of the screen, though. People that have seen it say that once you see it, you really... If you're not going to buy one, don't look at it, is basically what they said, because it'll ruin other screens for you.
See? And I don't know if I would buy that.
Well, I don't think I would be like, oh, I need that high resolution, because where are you going to get that? What are you going to do with it? You need that.
Right. I mean, it's like...
Videos in 1080.
Right. I don't know. Because I know that was the one thing, like, even, I mean, semi-off topic, but with my phone, like, going to this, because it's not the super OLED, it's just the, I forget what the screen type is, but it's, like, that people were saying, AMOLED. And some of the people were saying, like, when they take a close-up screenshot of it, you can see, like, the individual colors, and there's, like, a lot of green hues, and I'm like, it's better than what I had.
Right. Well, especially for you.
You know, I'm not picking it apart.
But it's, at the same time, it makes sense for people doing, like they said, because when they showed Final Cut Pro in it, like the little preview window was in full 1080. And I mean that, I mean, I guess but I could see it, but why wouldn't you want that on a desktop instead?
I don't, that's, and why that's wouldn't what you I was do gonna that say. First? If I'm doing video editing and say I'm using that, I'm going to be using that HDMI and going to a bigger screen. Because when you're doing video editing, like legitly,
right.
You don't want to look at a 15-inch
screen.
Well,
and that's why, like, and most professionals wanted the Mac Pros, the desktops to be upgraded, which they were for
they
a
said
day,
they so were.
They did. They did give them better processors than they had. They upgraded the processors in them.
Right, but it wasn't upgrade that people were hoping for.
And then there's like this email that came out the next day from Tim Cook floating around to I don't even know who, supposedly. But
it was like one random, wasn't it like a random fan or something?
Yeah,
they said
it seems
like,
weird. But supposedly the whole desktop,
WTF,
the iMacs and the Mac Pro are supposed to be getting a whole new design launched by next year, but... They can say that about anything because it's a year away, right?
Right. And, well, it's like Apple. That's what they do.
Right.
They could say...
Stay tuned.
Yeah. About any of their... So they just have more hype.
Right.
Ugh. Whatever.
But, yes.
So...
But people, like, I don't even... Like, I understand having a small laptop, wanting a small laptop.
I want one.
But at the same time, like, I mean, you get to a certain level of thickness. Like, I don't even think this is that bad. Like, I mean, maybe a little thinner, but I don't understand the need to make it everything. Like, if you really want power, like, aren't you going to compromise with the size?
Well, you have to compromise. I mean, if you want horsepower in a laptop, the one thing that you're going to need is cooling. And cooling, there's no way hardly to shrink down cooling.
Right.
You know, so... That's that sort of give take there. I understand the want and drive for smaller and smaller laptops, because that's what people are. I mean, if you go on vacation, you can't do heavy stuff on an iPad. You know, that's a very, I don't want to say a toy necessarily, you know, but it's not.
Well, that's what everyone, the argument that's been there since it came out is that it was for consumption, not creation.
Yes. I would agree.
Although
it's definitely both right now.
It's pushing its way into proving that statement wrong, but it's not quite there yet, I don't think.
Right. And I don't know if they could ever... Look at the heat issues that they were talking about when they first came out. I mean, the more intensive they get, the more and more that kind of stuff is going to pop up.
I mean, even though everything is solid state, it still gets warm. It still runs.
It's
just because there's no moving parts doesn't mean
It's like I haven't, I'm yet to feel this get warm when I'm using it, but my old phone, like when I was doing lots of stuff with it, I could feel the back
and
getting,
I've felt it with my phone before.
So
maybe not my current one, but my last one for sure.
So it's like that, and that's the thing. It's me.
Have you ever
so much
felt it on your iPad?
On the iPad, yeah, I have.
See, I've never noticed it on mine, but they said it was the new ones because Matt has the third generation. I have the second. So with him, they said we've talked about it on
if
the
I've
podcast.
I've been on the couch doing it for a while, you know, like working on it for a while. Then yeah, then I'll start to.
By working on it, you mean playing draw something?
You're not here to judge.
Sorry, I called you out there, but
I had no prompts.
No, so you have felt like
yeah.
See, I've never, and I don't. I mean, I use mine at some length, but
yeah. Well, that's that push shove. Or give take type thing, you know, because like if you want faster devices, bigger processors require more cooling. So,
right,
where's that line?
Yeah, and until they can figure out some way to make either batteries smaller or cooling easier, or you know, there's got to be some breakthrough in technology somewhere.
Correct.
To change the world.
Yep.
Of technology. Anyway, that's a lot of time on hardware.
That's okay. That was, I mean, that was the one thing that I personally was most excited about.
Right. And then
was seeing
I
what
know
they were coming out with.
Like,
and they're still solid shells, billet aluminum chassis.
Yeah, they didn't change the form factor or anything except for the next generation MacBook Pros, which obviously, I read a good analogy of, like, when the Airs first came out, they were too expensive for anyone to buy, and they didn't have enough power where they were actually worth it, like, you know, when they first came out. But look at them now. They're the base model. They're $1,000. They're, you know, whatever. The low model is $999. And the 13-inch MacBook Airs actually went down $100.
It's
but yeah. I mean, it's that they built them and let people start to get it, and they slowly worked it into their mainstream, and they killed off the MacBook completely, and then they just had the Airs and the Pros, which is what they have now. And so it won't be long before there'll be a 13-inch version of the next generation Pro. I really don't like that name, but I don't know what else to call it, I guess. The new Pro. The Pro Pro. I feel like it's like the Pro
it's,
Pro.
I no, they'll switch the name, I'm sure.
You think eventually it'll just be
like
the MacBook
second,
Pro again?
Yeah.
Once they eliminate the others.
Yep.
But getting down to the small form factor and the Retina display screen, once they can make... I mean, because the screens, I'm sure, are part of the huge cost in it.
Oh, definitely.
But you look at the 15-inch... The higher model you said was 24 now?
Yes.
But the base for the Mac, the next generation Pro, is $21.99. So that's actually cheaper than the 15-inch Pro that has the hard drive and stuff. But if you want a hard drive and an internet port.
They're the same price.
They are?
Yep.
So. But yeah, then you can always go up from there with the other one, too.
I mean, and it's, you know, like I was not complaining, but talking with Todd a bit about it at work. And... Or no, I was talking to Shelby about
it. Just about the pricing?
Yeah, and because she said if she can figure out a way to get one, she's going to get one.
Well, because she does graphic design.
Right. But I said, what? Like, it makes sense, I guess, because you get, I mean, for the graphic design industry, but, like, anybody else, it's like, I don't know how people justify that pricing for, like, when you compare, I mean... There's no other screens on the market right now that compare to that one. So,
but there will be.
Right. And people will follow suit. But if you're looking for a laptop right now, I mean, they're shipping right now. You can buy one. So
they're pushed out a bit because people obviously bought them up. But they're shipping, I think, 2 to 3 weeks right now.
But it's like, I need my money to bring me the farthest in my hardware. And Apple... does not do that, and that's and I like I won't I will never tell anybody that they're bad laptops because they're fit like I mean aesthetically they're beautiful machines, but I'm not, that's not me,
right?
So
well, and the other part of it is it's people that buy Macs will always buy. I think it's like,
well, there that article that you had sent me when you said read the second paragraph that was talking about the fanboys. That's yeah. Like, I mean, they, yeah, that.
But it's
like
also
a major high school clique.
It's
is
also
what it feels like.
the combination of the software and the hardware working so well together. I mean, there's a lot of I read an article like here's how you can get everything in the new MacBook Airs for cheaper in these seven other laptops. But it was like, oh, this one laptop is thinner, and this other laptop does have a better screen, and this other laptop, but it's like on all these different laptops, so you have to pick which one you want, basically.
Right, but
I
that's,
mean,
but
there's
that's
some
like,
laptops that have more of them.
Right, but you could, I mean, that's like building a desktop, you know, like there's,
right,
you have to decide what you're going for, because it's hard to build, well, I guess I don't want to say it's hard to build a desktop for like whatever, you know, but, you know, like if you want to do graphic design or say CAD, you know, you end up putting like server hardware in your
right.
computer. I don't know,
but it's the whole thing. And it's funny to me is like on Lifehacker, like I follow Lifehacker quite a bit, but like all the guys that work for Lifehacker have Mac laptops, but they run Windows on it because they don't like the software. But because the window, like, because like even my computer has lasted me 4 years now, going on 5 years almost. And it handles everything I do still mostly
okay.
well. Right. There's a few things, and it gets hot, but like we were just talking about, that's to be expected. I
right.
mean, but you already know if you want a Mac, you're going to get it. And
it's
no
yeah.
one's going to just persuade you one way or the other. Persuade, that's right.
Yeah, they're not going to. That's
your mind's
correct.
Already made up.
Yeah.
You either hate them or you love them. Or
no,
you're
I mean,
slightly
still,
indifferent,
there's,
but
there's
you still
indifferent,
hold a grudge.
You know, but and it's not, yeah, it's no grudge.
No, I know, I was just giving you credit.
But yeah, no grudge towards their PC line.
Right.
Wait till we get into iOS talk. That's one all.
So along with the hardware, they also announced Mountain Lion, which we knew was coming because there was the developer preview out before.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just kind of reiterated things we already knew that were coming in it. Messages, Twitter integration, Notification Center, Game Center.
Yeah, I stopped watching during this stuff because I didn't care so much.
The only major new things were Facebook is getting integrated, but it's also getting integrated in iOS. But they didn't bring that up until they got to that part. So they didn't talk about it while they were in the Mac part. Game Center cross-platform gaming was a big thing they brought up during that.
Well, it's the whole, they're kind of merging, or
bringing
melding,
the ecosystems together.
Melding iOS and the actual OS into one another. They need to get away from the damn lion, bobcat, garbage.
Why?
Honestly, it's stupid.
Well, they're running out of names anyway.
It's stupid. So. You heard it here first.
Because desserts
probably not first.
Are great.
but they have a... It's not desserts necessarily, but at least they go in alphabetical order.
Right. They're just kind of... That's why everyone thought they were going to be done with Lion, because it's like the king of the... Like, you know, they thought maybe this is going
right.
to be the end. But obviously not Mountain Lion.
It's just... I don't know.
Well, you saw that. There was that one comic with the... KXL, where they're
the
like,
XD,
did you see it? When
XD,
they're like,
XD.
They had all the lions on there, and then they, like, all the cats, and it's like, they ran out after
maybe
this.
Maybe it'll be Black Panther next.
There was Sabretooth Tiger was the last one on there. That was the only one they hadn't
it's,
used.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's, well, it's like from a non, I mean, maybe because you follow Apple, it's easier for you, but like, I honestly can't keep track of them.
Would you rather we just call it 10.9?
Yes. That makes sense to numbers make sense like
yeah,
revisions make
they
sense
all
to
have,
people.
They're all 10 like
right. I mean they're OS X and they're so they're all
it's 10.
They're like
right.
service packs.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Well,
no, they're so
they kind of
that's,
are, yeah.
Cuz that's what service packs are for Windows. It's not just security updates. There's tweaks. I mean that's
right.
like when Vista came out there was but anyways. I mean,
so,
they're essentially service packs, and I, being a non-Mac person, just get, like, I don't even know, it didn't, I thought they were on, I mean, I've heard so much about Mountain Lion, just because we talk about it, I just assumed that was the current version, and then they're like, yeah, new Mountain Lion, and I'm like.
No, Lion, yeah. So,
what is
currently
it?
It's on Lion.
Lion, it's just Lion right now?
Uh-huh.
No, what's the update?
Mountain Lion will be what it is.
Right, okay, that's what I meant. I like, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, yep.
So. I don't know. But anyways. So, but the one thing I thought that was cool was you pay $20.
Yep.
And you can update if you have 10 Macs, if you got 3.5,
yep.
you can update them all.
I'm sure there is a limit. I would honestly guess 5, but it said that all your max, so I don't know. But I never saw any fine print. I haven't seen anyone point anything out yet. So, and you can go, even you don't even have to be on the current one. You can go 2 back and upgrade. That was the other thing I thought was cool. You don't have to be on Lion, which is the current version, 10.8. You could be on 10.7 and
that's
go
cool.
to 10.9.
That's cool.
And yeah, like all the last 2 upgrades have been $30, but this one's only 20.
Is it just because there's not a lot?
Oh, I think they're just trying to make, I mean, they're trying to make the adoption happen. They want everybody to be on it. They want to make it as easy as possible, I think. I mean, obviously they have to charge money, but they're not trying to...
They make their money on their hardware.
Right, so they don't need to do it on the software. And so I think that's the biggest thing, is they just want everybody on the same page. I'm just like, you know, like you said before, they'll keep supporting XP even if it's pirated because they don't want to, it still makes them look bad regardless.
Right.
It's kind of the same thing. I think they want to move everyone forward.
Yep.
They want to keep them on it even if it ends up just breaking. I mean, they have money. It doesn't matter. That's probably the best thing.
Yeah, and then that kind of goes with, it's like them, I opted not to post anything about the random stats that they claim,
right.
But it's like looking at their OS adoption,
right?
Like, oh, this is our...
Well, there's so many more people on Windows that obviously the percents are going to be way skewed.
Well, and it's like, and they're like, look at the adoption rate from... What was previous to Lion?
Snow Leopard.
Snow Leopard to Lion, you know? And it's like this graph that's just like almost a straight line up. And it's like, your upgrade costs $30. And it's an upgrade. It's not a new operating system. But then they were comparing the adoption rate from XP to Windows 7. And it's like, there's so many people that I know that don't want to get rid of XP because
it's a... I
don't
want to get rid of XP.
Like, just because it's a beautiful operating
it's
system.
Good, right.
You know?
Well, and there's actually a lot of people, like, and I see a lot of people in the tech industry that haven't even gone into Line yet. They're still on Snow Leopard because they think, well, Snow Leopard is more stable and the better of the... Like, they don't necessarily trust Lion, I guess. Like, they don't need all the tweaks that it gave. They don't trust it as much to do all the certain things that they've already been doing.
It's like downloading service packs or like new firmware updates for like video cards. It's like, well, this is fixing this issue for this game. I am stable right now. Why would I risk
right? And they don't want to change anything. People are afraid of change. I can attest to that.
But
The biggest new thing that they introduced, I think, was PowerNap. Is what they're calling it. I think that was the only major thing that they announced that was new. And that was basically while it's sleeping, it can still back up and get updates. So nothing like terribly, but it's kind of cool. But it'll only work with Macs with solid state drives for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So that's PowerNap. There wasn't anything... Safari, which didn't really matter.
they made I didn't see the updates, but from what I had read, they were good updates, but they own what, 3% of
four, I think, yeah,
of the market.
Right.
So
I don't know, works for me. I use Safari, so
why don't you have Chrome?
I have Chrome too.
But you use Safari more?
Yeah.
That seems silly.
It works. So like I have no issues with it. I use Chrome at work. I like Chrome, though, too.
Anyways.
But I keep... Well, I do use Chrome. Sometimes I use both because I have other things signed in Chrome.
Yep.
So I use...
Makes sense.
But I Safari is what I use primarily on my computer.
I get it.
But yeah, that was all the main stuff Mountain Lion had, I think. We talked about it in depth before, so...
Yeah.
And then they also previewed iOS 6. They started out with Siri. Siri got a lot more stuff. Sports, movies, restaurants, like Yelp integration, I think was already there, but they added open table to like reserve tables and stuff. They added movie support with Rotten Tomatoes. So you can...
That's pretty cool.
Check reviews, check... You can watch trailers from it. Like, oh, like they used the... It's funny, their example was Show Me Movies playing with Scarlett Johansson in it. Which made sense, right? And then,
I'm okay with
and
that.
Then it, and then obviously it brought up the Avengers, and then he watched the small clip of the Avengers preview. Like, it was just right there, and you could see the Rotten Tomatoes score. I think the sports stuff was probably the coolest, but I like football, so that's probably why it got to me. Like, I don't know why they didn't. Everyone thought they were going to have a Siri API, and maybe they're just trying to slowly roll it out, because it's weird that they keep partnering with all these companies that they don't have control over. Seems odd to me for an Apple move,
mm-hmm.
but it makes sense because they need that stuff. There's no way they can do it without them. I don't know why they don't open it to everybody, though. And maybe it's still in beta because they haven't taken the beta takeoff officially, but...
I would be surprised if they released an API. Just that's not... Because if they do, I feel like that opens it up to other phone companies also.
That it's basically reverse engineerable?
Exactly.
Yeah. Although...
Because I'd read an article. It was when the 4S came out and Siri was working. Somebody had picked apart the server that Siri went to, and there was an app for what I'm sure you can still find it for Android that can query to
the Apple server.
Siri server, and I think you have to have a what's the word I'm looking for, not open
rooted
or rooted, yeah, you have to have a rooted phone because it changes like the device ID to make it seem like it's an iPhone,
right?
So, if they release the API, I think it opens the doors for something that they don't want.
They're trying to keep it as long as they can until... Yes. I mean, eventually, I think it'll... I mean, Android...
Somebody will figure it out.
Android already has voice features. They just don't market it.
Yep.
At all.
They did a little bit. Because, like, when it first came out, they were... What, I forget what his name is. Jamal or Jaffa.
I thought it was a girl.
Juf.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyways... the one thing that, a couple things with iOS. So they had tons of updates to it. Like seriously, how did it take so long? Type updates. The one thing that I thought was interesting was they've never had a system-wide sharing button.
No. What do you mean?
Like to hit all of your social media stuff. Like, it was never integrated into iOS.
There's some, like, you can
email. You could get an app.
And now you can have Twitter, because Twitter's integrated currently in iOS 5, but they like, added Facebook to it.
Like, with my phone, and then, I mean, the best one I can compare to, because I don't use it too much on this one, but with my last phone, which was Android, came with 1.5 first, and then it had 2.0, but they had where you could, yeah, it's like one bubble. And you can pick what things you want it to update your status to. So you can post to, you know, Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter, anything you wanted, basically.
Like, you mean there was a button somewhere on it? Like, you just hit a button and it opened? Or, like, you could, like, highlight something and copy it somewhere? Too?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a widget built in. So that was one thing that I'd seen that they did. I mean, obviously not the coolest one. And... the Facebook integration, like we had mentioned, where now it'll sync your calendar from Facebook /birthdays.
I mean, it already does that with your contacts right now, like just with the Facebook app.
But not to your...
But they're integrating Facebook deeper into the system, so you can share anything from anywhere. Like right now in my pictures, like if I hit the share button on my phone right now, there's no send to Facebook. Like you can get apps that do it, but there's no direct... in the operating system, and there's no way to add it without, like I said, with the going into a secondary app, but they're adding that in. Like right now I can email it, send it in a message, copy it, or tweet it, because that was added in iOS 5. But yeah, they're adding Facebook now. And then in the notification center, they showed that they had just a button that said tap to tweet or tap to post, so you could just tap that and then type something quick. Which I thought that was cool, but obviously that's been around on Android for...
So you couldn't share a picture? Like, if you took a picture, there wasn't an easy way to do it?
To Facebook?
Say, any...
No, like... Well, I'll show you.
I mean, you can show me after, that's fine.
Right.
But it's like...
There's just a button on the bottom, like... Here, let's see. Like, there's just this button here that I hit, and then I can, you know, add... It says email, message, assign to contact, tweet, print.
So and that's all where, like,
or I can copy it, but what else would I do with it?
There was no Facebook on there,
right?
Facebook or Instagram,
Flickr,
anything.
Tumblr, right? Like, but no, you'd have to go into those apps, and then you can when you're in the apps themselves, you can upload from there. Like, you can access your photos yeah, from the
that's
apps.
That's the list of stuff that I have that comes just default.
That's in your share, right? Yeah. It's like the same button, but you have a ton more stuff, yep. Right? Yep.
So, but all, I'm but glad all, that they...
But Facebook, yeah, and then they, like, how that's a big list with iOS 6, when they showed it was, like, a revamped, it showed, like, little icons, like, instead of that list.
Yep.
Yeah, Siri is also coming to, well, Matt will get it on his iPad in the fall with iOS 6, because he has, with third generation, which is still funny that they didn't bring it to the second generation when it's the exact same processor and RAM as the iPhone 4S. I understand not the 4, but iPad 2 is the same.
Right.
But I guess that's just their way of
keeping
it. I'm
not here to
it.
Judge.
Right. That's their way of selling more of their new products to people that have their old ones. And then...
Yeah, I had a...
What?
It seemed very un-Apple-esque. You know, one of their things is like...
Fragmentation, you mean?
Like, look how far back we can go, you know? Because right. iPhone 3GS has iOS 5 on it.
Yeah, and it will be able to get iOS 6, too. The 3GS. But
it was like pretty much all features were available on it.
Right.
Where now you can update to... Is there any point in getting iOS 6?
On a 3GS?
On a 3GS or a 4.
On a 4, but I would never do it on 3GS because I had a 3, I guess. A 3G, not a 3GS. But it was bogged down when iOS... Must have been 4 came out, because that's when I got my new phone. And it was slow then, but maybe the 3GS is...
But it's like, a lot of the big updates to iOS 6 are not available
to
those phones.
But you'd still get stability, I think, and all the apps will start to require you to have the latest software to be able to run them. So I think that's the big thing. But like, okay, so then we'll finish going through the list.
Yep.
Facebook integration, Siri, better, more Siri stuff, learn a ton of new language. We speak English, so it doesn't really matter to us. What else was there? I remember. Well, Maps obviously is a big one.
They are ditching Google Maps as a default. It's still in the App Store.
Well, it's never been in the App Store, but I'd only assume that they would put it there now. Because it's just been default on all the phone. It's just there.
Well, and it's funny because it's just called Maps.
Right.
You know,
a lot of people don't even realize that it's Google Maps because it's just called Maps.
Yep.
And so they don't understand, but
So
that's the hugest thing. A lot of people think that's their biggest gamble, and one of the biggest gambles they've ever taken because...
Well, they partnered with TomTom.
That's one of them that's come out. They didn't say that in the keynote, but it's come out since then.
Yeah. Well, it's in the about section, basically. But
and others, it says.
Have you seen complaints about it already? People using it?
I've seen lots of side-by-sides.
Like,
But that's the whole
stuff.
Point of it being beta right now.
But it's not the app itself that has issues. It's the maps themselves that have issues. Right. And I think that's going to be the biggest thing. Like, Google, I feel like, just busts their butt entirely on their, like, especially with their maps. All sorts of different stuff.
And it helps them so much that right now everybody uses it because that's how they make them better is
right.
feedback. And
so
and people adding things themselves.
Like, I don't know anybody... It's rare that anybody uses just a GPS anymore because so many people have smartphones. And, This was the one that just... The problem I have
it's because they're breaking up with Google and they need to complete it. That's the only thing left that's keeping them together. Well, it's still the default search engine, but you can change it. But
right. And it's like, so iOS 6 finally got turn-by-turn navigation. And the way they brought it up was like, the problem I have with Apple is how they come out with stuff and make it seem like this is the latest and greatest. It's the next best thing since sliced bread. And, like, I had made the comment, and I was wrong when I had posted it to Facebook and Twitter that it was on 2.1. It was actually 2.0. Android that had navigation, turn-by-turn
nav. Well, that was a thing that I think took a lot of people away from iOS, actually. Like, that was a huge feature for Android at the time, and still works. I mean, for me, it's fine because I can read a map, but a lot of people can't follow a map.
Yeah.
Especially when
I know
doesn't
plenty
turn.
Of people that...
I mean, so I've never had issue with it personally, not being there, because it tells me where to go. I don't think I would use it regardless. But, I mean, it is nice when you don't have someone, because you're obviously not supposed to be checking while you're driving.
Right.
Like, oh yeah, what's my turn up here?
Well, it's like that, and I don't know how it's going to work with iOS 6, but like the sweet thing is, like, if I'm looking something up on Google Maps, you know, it's like, oh, here it is, you know, and it'll, you know, it just brings you to the pinpoint or whatever. And there's an option right on the maps that's like, give me directions from my location. And it's like,
yeah, they showed in
10
the keynote,
seconds, you know,
there was
like,
there was a button on the side of it that said hot, as they call it, hot route or quick route or something, that right to there from where you are.
So
we'll see. I mean, but yeah,
it's crazy to think that it took like Android 2.1. That's 2.0. That's 3 years ago.
Right.
I would say 3 years ago, pretty sure.
Yeah.
Comfortably, I can say 3.
I mean, it's been one of those things that, like, every year they're like, are they finally going to bring it? No. Are they finally going to bring it? No. But, so, and then they did, I mean, their maps was cool. And that, I mean, it was maps. They do a flyover, which had some pretty cool 3D renderings, but that's why Google announced theirs. It's just they're even still, but there's so much more stuff in the Google Maps. Like, I've seen tons of side-by-side pictures posted since the beta was released and people have started using it. Like, just the level of detail in the Google Maps, like, it has, you can see all the different businesses.
Well, it's like, I mean, the one thing that I had said, you know, it's like one of my favorite features is I can flip to satellite, just like an overall general map view, or to the street view.
Right.
Just click, you know.
Well, and we'll see what happens when it comes.
I mean, they
out.
They have work to do. It's not. It's the first time.
It is their gamble, though. Of,
but
breaking
I just,
up with Google. I mean,
I do you think it's going to work out for them?
I think they. Have
I mean, they
such,
have money to.
Well,
to
they have
do it.
Such a large user base when it launches that it'll start filling in. I think right away. Like, even though it's missing stuff now, I think it'll end up filling in. But.
Or does it depend on if it's available in the App Store, like Google Maps?
Like, that's
like if
what
they
I
get
wonder,
rid of
like,
it.
I would assume Google Maps will show up, and I think a lot of people still default back to that. But it's Apple's way of not having to pay for it as well, because if it's a Google app,
right.
Either they'll charge for it or they'll give it away for free, and then Apple won't have to pay for it,
yep.
Because right now they're paying for all the APIs that they're using. So regardless, they're not going to be giving Google money for it anymore, I think is probably the biggest deal. I don't know. Yeah, Facebook integration, Notification Center didn't change, email got some stuff, Safari, VIP, which doesn't even make sense to me. I mean, it makes sense, I understand what they're doing. And maybe with people like in more of a enterprise type situation would want emails from, because they do VIP emails now, like you can add someone to a list basically.
Okay.
And then they're in a separate section if you want them to be, those emails. But you can, I don't know, that seems silly to me. The browser is updated again, of course. They're doing the cloud.
Well, they did do browser syncing, too.
Yeah, browser syncing, so your tabs will be open on both, kind of like what Chrome does now.
Yep.
But that's only on 4.0, right?
Correct.
And then, is that technically in beta, Chrome
beta? Still
beta,
still beta.
But I'm sure it works fine.
Yep. I haven't had any issues. Well, that's what I was going to say.
It doesn't really count.
Stereotypical Google there.
And then they updated their phone app finally, which is the thing I probably look forward to the most.
For what?
Actually, like the whole reply, swipe up, and you can hit send a message or whatever.
Yep. And they had, I mean, I don't know if there was apps available for that on iOS.
I don't think there are.
But there's apps for Android that could do it. But then it comes default in 4.0 and I saw it randomly cause I was playing Diablo and my brother had called and I hit, end call, you know, just rejected the call and instantly bubble pops up and it's like, you can send one of four canned messages to them saying, you know, I'll call you back later.
Whatever.
Yeah. And I was like, that's freaking awesome. So I just clicked the button. I was like, call you back in a couple minutes.
I remember that being one of the things I thought was cool in the ice cream sandwich keynote as well. Mm-hmm. That and the data monitoring, power monitoring stuff that they do, I think is pretty sweet. Neither here nor there.
Go Google.
But got to find a way to get it in somewhere, right?
Right.
But I do look forward to that. And then a do not disturb mode. I think it was also pretty cool. Like, I could flip my phone on at night to do not disturb, and which I'm sure has been in.
Does it?
Is that what you're going to tell me?
Yes. But I never, like, I never used it. Why not just turn your phone on silent?
Because
let's come up with this good excuse.
What?
Let's come up with this good excuse.
Well, you have it on Android too, but you don't use it, you said? I don't know. People say, because sometimes even on silent, they don't like the light. I don't know. People have issues with it lighting up all night, I guess.
My old phone, I would say that. This one doesn't. The light is very... Dim. Like, it was... Yeah. The other one was a bright white LED, and I could see it flash on the ceiling. It's like... It's like a little mini spotlight, and it's like, ugh.
But the other thing was, you could...
Turn my phone upside down.
That's what I did.
Yeah. The other thing is, you could set it to do every night from, like, 11 to 7. I thought... Maybe that, and then you wouldn't have to switch your phone. You wouldn't have to remember to switch it to silent, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, it's what I get it. It is what it is.
Right. It's just a little something.
Yeah.
There was something else. Pass card. Pass book.
So that was the other one I was going to bring up. That's their kind of...
I think that's the only other one. Big one. I think that's... That and Maps are obviously... I mean, those are their own apps that they've launched now, but... Passbook is kind of an interesting thing.
I like how it's 8:52.
I told you when I put those three things on the list, I was like, I could talk about this all night.
I know. Maybe we'll just leave out the other Microsoft
quick stuff.
All right.
But anyway, Passbook is essentially a place to gather. Like, there's a lot of different apps right now. There's a Starbucks app where you can keep your Starbucks card. I don't know if it's both loyalty and like a credit card type situation.
Both.
And then there's tons of airlines now that do boarding pass apps. I think there's some trains, maybe subways, I don't know. We don't live in a place that has a subway, so it doesn't really affect us. New York. You had something to say over there, New York?
I was just laughing at the silly transit system here in Minnesota.
What do you mean silly?
Like the bus passes?
You grew up in New York and you just get used to a different standard.
All right,
what standard is that? I thought you said you didn't ride the subway because you were going to get shot.
When did I ever say that?
No, that's why he started shooting people.
Oh. And then the taxis were for rich people. Taxis were for rich people and tourists.
Exactly.
Anyway. But anyway, what Passbook...
It's a good move.
What Passbook does is puts all these things in one place. The cool... Oh, and Fandango was another big one, movie tickets. The thing that was kind of cool was, like, they showed it, like, oh, when you go out... Like, they geofence the movie theater, and when you walk in, it automatically pops up, so you just slide, and there it is. That's kind of nice. Although,
but
I worry
how many
about
people have
battery.
That? That's what I was going to say, because that was one of the big complaints going to the 4S, was because all of the location sensing stuff.
But I feel like they've patched that and fixed it, because I've heard a lot less complaining about it recently.
That's because people are like, we're just dealing with it.
Yeah, it could be that too. I mean, look at the heat thing on the iPad, right? Heard that like for the 2 days it came out, and then that was it.
Yep.
But I realize that Square works that way, and I don't ever hear people complain about that one. I think certain apps just aren't built right. Like, Highlight was a big one at South by Southwest that everyone was using, but it killed everybody's battery, so they stopped using it.
Yep.
I wonder if it's just the way the apps are written also.
That could be.
And obviously the battery power just keeps getting better. Everything they talked about, there's a lot of features that could only be on the 4S and then the iPad 3, but obviously that's in lieu of when they launch it in the fall, there will be a new phone.
Yes.
That will obviously run everything. And I think that they're going to put NFC in their next phone. Maybe not the next phone, but I think it only makes sense that they're building up to that with Passbook. Passbook? Worst name ever. It's your passport and your checkbook in one. Right. Not yet. Maybe someday, right? That seems like that'd be something they wouldn't really
want. Right. That's one thing I was going to bring up. It's like, hopefully this helps pave the way for like e-identities.
If I could have my license like that way, that would be awesome, right?
Yeah.
Scan it and
it's going to, I mean, it's the way things are going to end up going, but it's still too soon.
But with them releasing the API for Passbook, I think it is honestly their way of setting up NFC use in the next phone and then going to, like, even if they don't set up any, so they're not going to, like, hey, we're launching like Google did with Google Wallet, and it has not been successful for them. Not out of Google's. It's because everybody's fighting for the space.
Yep.
Like, the carriers won't work with them because Samsung wants to make their own now. And then there's Square and PayPal and ISIS. And, I mean, the list goes on.
People know that's the way things...
But if there's an API that you can just attach yours to...
Right.
And then, like, let's say, oh, Visa has their own, but it works with this API, so you can just run into this Passbook, and then... You know, just
crappy name.
Just scan it, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, yep. I think it's their way of getting their foot in that market and moving toward it. Whether or not it's in the next, maybe it won't be in the next one. Maybe it'll be the one after that. The 5S, we'll call it. Because logically, that would be the next name for their phone, right? Or after 5. It'll be iPhone after this. Neither here nor there. But I think it's their way of moving into that. I don't know. Overall, I think 5, there's some cool stuff. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Maps. I think that's obviously their biggest gamble.
Yep.
And whether or not they move forward with Passbook. Passbook, did I say it right that time?
Yes. Passbook.
And then just the Facebook stuff is finally there, but it's still cool. Whatever. I'll stick with it. I like my phone. I like the system. I did read a really interesting article. Maybe I'll put it up on Tumblr, aka everywhere. But I meant to send it to you, but it's about a guy who's had iPhone for 4 years, and he wrote an article about how he switched to the 1X. The title is like day 29 with an Android phone, because he had 30 days to return it, whether or not he liked it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sticking with it. But he made sure he bought it over the gap where it would be after, he would know what was coming. So it was after WWDC that he still had to return it. But
interesting. That's a good choice.
But it's a, yeah. So I'll send that to you, and I will put it on Tumblr tonight. Is there anything else? Everything. Is there, yeah, because it go post right. everywhere.
I know.
Is there anything else you want to say about Apple besides the fact that they're playing catch up, you think?
Yeah, it's a total catch up operating system. It's things that we're missing. It was like iOS 5 bringing in the notification system that is, I don't want to say the same, but very identical to how Android's has been since day one.
And Palms was like that too, kind of.
But anyways.
Neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Everybody copies everybody.
It's true. Facebook and Google Plus. Like, everybody copies everybody.
Did you see today that EA and one other big developer pulled out of Google Plus? They're not going to make games for it anymore?
I did not hear that. I didn't know EA made games for Google Plus.
Yeah, like, well, they own PopCap, so Plants vs. Zombies. Whatever other little games they make that are inside there.
It makes sense, because it's a waste of time right now.
Right.
Like, the only... We had talked about it. Like, the only reason why I use Google Plus at all is my phone automatically uploads my pictures to my private directory in Google Plus, and I can take the link and share it wherever I want, and it's open.
Well, in all honesty, I think games are leaving Facebook too, so it makes sense that they would leave Google Plus as well, because they're all going
they
mobile.
Want their own thing.
They want, look at what's happening to Zynga right now. They were under $5 2 days ago for their...
Oh, that's what I was going to look up.
I don't know what they're at now, but
yeah.
They're tanking because they
no
need to make
Farmville.
It on their... I mean, they'll be fine, but...
Yeah.
They're going to be in a rough patch for a while, and they'll keep doing what they're doing, but...
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. We're off topic. I do want to talk about Microsoft quick. Do you have anything you want to say about Apple, Matt? Do you care one way or the other? Are you excited to get Siri on your iPad? Are you going to curse at her a lot?
I don't know how much I'll use Siri on the iPad. I mean, I can see its use on the phone a little more, I guess.
That's what somebody else said.
It's like using
too.
Your iPad to take photos.
It's true.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, well. No, I just wondered, you know.
It's something I haven't used at all, so I don't know.
You never know. Maybe you'll fall in love with her and you guys will get married. Did you see that Big Bang Theory?
I did.
Neither here nor there. Microsoft sent out invites today to some event that's happening Monday that they basically told everyone they had to come to, like all the big tech industry people. And so there's a lot of speculation. No one knows what it is. I've seen speculation pretty much all over the map today. I think the general consensus is that it's probably tablets.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
But there's, like, even talking about why is it in L.A., like, that seems weird. Maybe they're buying Hulu. Maybe they're merging with some.
That'd be a sweet purchase.
Maybe they're merging, doing something crazy with some big, what do you call it, studio. Like, maybe they're, you know, doing something.
New Xbox.
With the Xbox. Well, yeah, that'd be fucked up.
How funny would that be?
It won't be a week after E3, why would you do that, right?
Like, I would put money
there's
on it that it's not going to be, but that would be
awesome. There's a lot of people
that
thought, I've seen maybe they're buying Steam or something crazy like that. But, again, if it was anything gaming related, they would not have done it. They would have done it at E3. It was a week ago.
Yep.
Yeah, so anything from Hulu to someone brought up them buying Rim, which was funny to me.
Yeah, that won't happen.
Buying Nokia.
Oh.
But then they're like, why would they have it in L.A.? What, like, especially with Rim, why wouldn't they have it in either Seattle or
right. Maybe because that's the only venue.
Right. I mean, there's...
Nobody knows. We'll find out.
It's
we'll
tablets,
let you know.
Probably. We'll talk about it next
It's
going to
be tablets or Windows 8.
I did see, though, that
or both.
The rumor is that they're going to charge OEMs $85 for Windows RT, the tablet version. And then they're never going to be able to make a competitive tablet because of it. Because $85 just for the operating system. I mean, they can't make cheap. They could barely make cheap Android tablets, and those are free. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's,
I mean, they can make them cheap, but they're not going to be the killers that they want them to be if they, you know what I mean?
No, I get it. It's, yeah, and I don't, it's a.
But that's really all about Microsoft. No one knows what's happening, so we'll find out Monday, and we'll let you know on next Thursday when you tune in to biggeek.com/live. And you may have noticed that Matt's here, and he would like to talk about Prometheus. Do you want to have anything else you want to say before we talk about Prometheus? And by we, I mean Matt, because I haven't seen it.
No, I don't think so. Got nothing. I already said go Google, so.
You want to say it again just for good measure?
No, we're good.
All right.
Hashtag go to Google.
Yeah, I felt kind of bad with my move that I didn't get the Prometheus trailer up, and I've been talking about it so much for the past month or so.
You sound down.
I am. I really am.
Was it a disappointment of sorts?
It really was, because it was a movie that I went into so excited for. Like, Monday night, I just spent the entire weekend packing and unpacking. I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to the movies tonight. I need something good. And I sat down and watched a movie, and as soon as the credits finished rolling, I'm just like, ugh. Like, even if I had the energy to have gone home and write a review, I probably would have sat there and just stared at my computer like,
because
what the hell do I write?
Was it like a what the hell just happened kind of movie, or was it more of a how could they do this to me type of thing, or was it a
it's one of those movies where
it's a good movie but it kind of ruined the series for me type of thing?
No, because it's very different from the Alien movies. Like, when Ridley Scott says that this wasn't a prequel to Aliens, I can kind of see it. It's like,
it's in the same universe.
It's in the same universe. The analogy I came up with was with, like, comic books. If you read, like, Marvel or DC comic books, you have all these characters that are in the same universe, but they don't necessarily have to go together. Like, reading a...
Like, Captain America doesn't always go hang out with the X-Men unless they're going to fight.
Exactly. Or even, like, a more obscure character, like Captain America and Ghost Rider. Like, when would you see those two together? But they take place in the same world. So there will be some...
The real world, not the made-up DC world where they have made-up cities.
But yeah, so I mean, it has elements that connect, but...
Was What's-Her-Face in it?
There was no Sigourney Weaver.
Oh.
No.
That's too bad.
It would have been kind of weird to... Have an old Sigourney Weaver in a movie that takes place years before her character.
So do they
was born.
Say, like, is there like a chronology somewhere available that you can look at? Like, can you see? I mean, like, I know in the in the original, there was, it says what year it is, right? Yep. Is that why you know? Like, does it say in the year, blah, yep, blah, blah, at the start?
The other thing that was, it's kind of with, it seems to be with current Ridley Scott movies, where you almost expect a director's cut on DVD. And he's already announced that he's got a director's cut to the Blu-ray that'll add an additional 20 minutes.
Now, do you think that happens? And I know it happens with not just his movies. I mean, a lot of people's movies. Do you think that's a huge, like, because they don't think they can sell movie tickets to a movie that's 2.5 hours? Is that a big reason?
I think that was the case for Kingdom of Heaven.
Or is it like, well, that movie was so long. Or is it because they want to make more money? Like, do you see him releasing a regular DVD and then, like, 6 months later releasing the director's cut? Or do you think
he'll release it? No, I think the director's cut will come out when the movie's released. Okay. Kind of like, what was it? Robin Hood was his last one. It was kind of like that. With his movies, I think it's more of, I don't view it as like the cash grab of, say, like a R-rated comedy doing the unrated version where it adds like two additional breasts and, you know, an extra F-bomb somewhere in there.
Right.
I mean, that's essentially what like every single one of those,
right, no, I understand,
unrated cut comedies is.
But like I think a big part of it is I think the studios won't allow him to make a movie too long, or like if you could tell the story in 2 hours, don't make it 2.5. But directors feel like they need that to tell the story they actually want to tell.
I think his comments on this one made it sound like these were choices he made. But even still, like, there's just elements of the movie that felt a little choppy.
Like, someone like Ridley Scott, you'd think, would have enough power over the studios. He's got the clout. To do, yeah, what he wants, regardless.
And again, Kingdom of Heaven was such a different movie in that, like,
did he make that movie?
Yes, he did.
Oh, that makes sense.
But, like, the director's cut of that movie is,
like, 6 hours long.
An entirely different movie, because there was entire plot points. It wasn't, like, little trims here or there. It was like, we're just going to remove this character. And so things will take place that involve that character's family that make no sense in the theatrical, right, cut. So I don't think it's that big of a change, but it's one I'm going to be very interested to revisit just to see how that changes things. And even like after the movie finished, there was a guy who was talking to his friends and they were complaining, and he was telling them how, you know, this was his second time seeing it and some things made a little more sense now.
So was the movie confusing?
It just doesn't flow well, or especially the beginning. Like, you have this kind of weird opening, and then suddenly it cuts to another scene, and then flash, you know,
Gordon.
Is it like a Quentin Tarantino movie? Like, it's just all over the place?
No, once you get through that stuff, then it kind of focuses in a little more. But, I mean, some of the character, like the choices the characters make seem odd, and
is it like a horror movie where you're like, why would you go upstairs? That's a stupid. Obviously, the killer's up there.
To a degree, yeah.
Like that? Like,
to a degree for some of that stuff.
Like, they do it just to move the plot along? Like,
kind of.
Like, obviously, they wouldn't. Like, logically, that's not the right choice.
And the other thing, it didn't have, like, the other Alien movies, you were rooting for Ripley. It didn't have, like, they knew they wanted, like, I can't even say her first name, but the girl from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the Swedish one, Noomi Rapace.
Whatever, right. Scary looking girl.
You know, they want you to kind of view her as that type of character, but I didn't care for her as much, and I don't know.
So you didn't build your emotional bond with the protagonist.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
To a degree, yeah.
You're saying you could care less about the characters.
And then the movie, I think, was just sold wrong. I think they sold it as an Aliens movie with, you know, a lot of creature stuff going on. And it's there, but it's so background that, I don't know, I left the theater disappointed, and I can't fully even explain why. Like, I do need to watch it again,
like,
to fully,
like, even as a movie, like, take it out of the Alien universe.
I think my score, when I do get the review, I'm leaning towards either a 3 or a 3.5 out of 5.
Okay.
You know, so, it's not a bad movie. It's just not the greatness that I was expecting.
Well, and I mean, he said it wasn't, like, had anything to do with Alien, but at the same time, the way the Prometheus came up is exactly like how, yeah, Alien starts, you know, with the letters building slowly. Like, so obviously he meant for people to see that branding. I mean, it's there. You can't escape it. And obviously that was what would bring people in to see it and make money.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, in the end.
It tries to play with religion a little bit that just seemed off and weird in it. And there's one thing that, I mean, if you don't want any spoilers, don't go on and read anything about, like, engineers and Jesus, because I'll kind of throw some stuff for you. But there's some stuff that apparently they had talked about doing that would have just been like, this is just retarded.
Now, one of the screenwriters I know was one of the same guys that did Lost.
Damon Lindelof, yeah.
And so apparently that's a big deal to people, because Lost also left you feeling misled, we'll say.
See, I didn't feel that with
you
Lost.
You didn't feel misled?
Were you into Lost?
I was.
Yeah, you've had that discussion with him before.
I know, but I was...
You picked on him a lot.
I know, because that show is stupid.
I'm one of the few that not disappointed by that
finale. I watched
an
interview with him previous to Prometheus coming out, but about, like, and I didn't watch
the
Lost.
One about the Lost finale where he was defending it?
A little bit, but it was also just a general interview. It was a lot about Prometheus was kind of the main center, but they talked about Lost, and he just said he liked the open-endedness of things. So did Prometheus kind of leave where you're like, you don't really know what just happened?
No, you know what's happened. I mean, they give you that, but...
It's kind of like what you make
but
of
then
it yourself.
It sets up the sequel.
Oh, so there will be another one?
Depending on how it does. I think it lost the weekend to Madagascar 3.
Really?
I think that's what I had heard. That's again, with the move, I didn't follow a whole lot of stuff this weekend.
Yeah.
And then but that's also kind of to be expected, because Madagascar 3 is a family movie in the summer. This was an R-rated movie, and it wasn't getting great reviews to begin with. You know, it was very kind
but
of
I feel like
mediocre
he,
response.
I feel like it was so built up, though, that... And maybe it's just the community I follow, because I live in a sci-fi, techie, nerd-esque community that I follow, so that's kind of the audience it speaks to, so maybe that's why I personally had seen it gaining so much ground. Maybe not the nation at large, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I see it as, but I don't think it'll even matter if it makes money, because I think Ridley Scott could do what he wants.
He can. I mean, there's already the talk of the next Blade Runner movie. Well,
they've been talking
about
that for a while. So would you say to go see it or no?
If you're a friend of mine, I recommend seeing it so that I can then discuss it with you and see what other. I mean, I had this exact conversation with my brother afterwards, because it was like,
he hadn't,
you know,
because
I just, you know, kind of expressed to him what I just said on here, how I was kind of disappointed by it. And he was like, so do I even bother going to see it? I'm like, yes, if you can find it, you know, for a matinee showing, you know, where the price is a little lower. Like, I would have been more disappointed if I had gone like Friday night, like I had wanted to.
Right.
If I hadn't been.
Or if you had gone to the midnight premiere.
Don't blame us.
No, that was good.
Oh.
Because it prevented me from spending, you know.
Oh, so you did see that at matinee?
The Wind Song's got weekday nights is $5 still.
Oh.
And so I was like, I don't need 3D on this. So I'll just go for $5. And that regard,
maybe that's what didn't make it. Maybe it should have been in 3D. I'm just kidding.
I don't know how 3D would have added to this. I'm not
just
a huge. And my other reason for not seeing it in 3D is one of my biggest issues with 3D is dark scenes.
Right. No, I
agree.
Because
you can't see shit.
Okay, so this weekend, let's just set it up. That's My Boy comes out. Rock of Ages comes out. Apparently Madagascar 3 is out there.
Yep.
Snow White and the Huntsman just came out last week or the week before.
That's been out. This was its second week.
Avengers, I would have to assume, is still in the theaters. Because it's making a killing. And Prometheus. Out of those movies, this weekend you're going to see a movie, what do you recommend?
If I was going to see a movie this weekend,
no,
out
if
of
you're
those,
recommending to someone, not you personally.
If I was recommend, if you hadn't seen Avengers, that's still my top movie of the summer.
Can you even recommend seeing any of those other movies to someone? Battleship. Men in Black 3?
No.
Hey, did you see that?
I did.
Yeah, remember he gave a review of it.
Last week.
I didn't.
I told him, he said he was going to write one. I told him just write, don't see it on it.
That's pretty much
he didn't
it,
think
yeah.
He didn't think that was appropriate, though.
That makes me sad.
I personally was talking with a friend the other day about going to see Snow White and the Huntsman this weekend. Kind of intrigued by that, and it was like...
It's gotten really good reviews.
Yeah. If you know what you're getting with Battleship, I enjoyed it. I and I'm not ashamed to say I enjoyed
it. How far out Amazing Spider-Man comes out? 4th of July weekend?
Yep, the Tuesday before.
The 3rd. Because
it's a Wednesday.
The 3rd it comes out. I could see that at midnight because I went off work the next day. Nice.
I'd do that.
Anyway, you probably don't have work either.
Nope, not on the 4th. Yeah, I mean, June is just...
The Avengers came out May 4th?
May 4th, yeah.
Wow. But I would assume it's still in theaters.
It is. It was...
It has to be, right?
5th.
Well, and G.I. Joe didn't come out. Magic Mike, is that coming out?
Magic Mike might be the end of the month. I was surprised at how many commercials for Magic Mike I saw yesterday.
That are inappropriate to be on TV. When does Ted come out?
Ted, I'm going to say late June. Because it's not coming out this weekend. Because it's not going to.
What about Vampire Hunter? Is that the following week?
Following weekend. It might be the same weekend as Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
We need a release date still for Iron Sky.
Yeah, I mean, anyway, Avengers was still number 5 this past week.
So anyway, you're saying to go see the Avengers or Madagascar 3.
Avengers is the only movie that I've seen this summer that has met and exceeded my expectations. And that's another movie I had high expectations
for.
Do
you think it did so well that it fit into your top 10 movies ever?
I think it's too soon to say that. I think you need to let a movie...
See it a couple times?
See it a couple times, see how...
Do you think there's a potential?
Oh, yeah.
It was, like, that good. Do you think it'll be the best movie of the summer?
I think
after seeing Prometheus?
After...
it's the only thing that holds
Prometheus
a candle
dropped
to it.
Down.
Dark Knight.
And my expectations for Spider-Man are slowly rising. I don't think it's going to be better than the Avengers, and I don't think it's going to be better than the Dark Knight, but I'm kind of hoping it's going to be...
I wish the Dark Knight was coming out right now. I want to see that.
As do I. I need something good after a couple weekends of just mediocre. But, you know, I'm hoping Spider-Man's kind of like this summer's X-Men First Class or Rise of the Planet of the Apes, where you kind of go on with a little bit of a lowered expectation and it really exceeds that. Because those are two movies last summer that I didn't know what to expect from, but walked out really impressed. Whereas Prometheus, my expectations were so high and then I walked out disappointed because of it.
So you're saying this weekend, either see Avengers again or Snow White and the Huntsman. You don't know because you haven't seen that.
I haven't seen it, so I can't say what its
quality
level is.
Maybe go rent a movie. Maybe go hit up the Redbox.
Go Redbox. What was Adam Sandler's last one? Jack and Jill.
Yeah, go check that out.
There you go. Actually, no, the one I do want to Redbox, I was actually talking about it yesterday with someone, is Chronicle.
Oh, I've heard good things about that, too. Who made that? That guy's like getting like all kinds of offers now, right?
Because
that was
like his
first movie.
I think it was kind of like first big studio movie. But yeah, so there you go. If you're looking for something, go Redbox Chronicle, and then just make sure it's not from a Redbox near me because I plan on doing the same thing.
There's a lot around here.
Noted.
Randy, if you do that, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Go to all of them.
You already threw something at my eyeball.
Go to all the Redboxes within like 5 miles and rent them.
and then send him a picture. I don't know which one I'm going to watch tonight.
Which one do you suggest, Matt? Chronicle or
son of a bitch.
Chronicle?
That would be pretty funny.
Anyway, that about wraps things up for us. You can find Matt's work at bleedgeek.com/movies. He'll put a review up, a written review of Prometheus.
That's my goal for this
weekend.
By
the end of this weekend, now that he's moved, he no longer has any excuses.
Damn it. Need to move again.
Anyway, you can always find our stuff at bleedgeek.com. Follow us on Twitter.
Twitter.com/bleedgeek.
Like us on Facebook.
Facebook.com/bleedgeek.
Follow us on Tumblr.
Bleedgeek.tumblr.com.
And if you didn't already know that about Tumblr, you're probably not using it, so it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah. And you should just get on Tumblr, because it's pretty fun.
Yeah, I could show you the greatest blog ever if you want, or the greatest Tumblr ever.
Or you could roll your eyes just as much as I did.
Anyway, thanks for joining us today and listening, if you are listening to the recording.
What if
later.
They want to send us an email?
If you have anything you'd like to say about this and would like to send us an email, you can do that at...
fans@bleedgeek.com. What if they would like to call us?
They could call us, too.
406-79-GEEKS. What if they would like to follow us individually?
4-6-7-9-4-3-3-5-7.
No, I don't. We're not even going to tell them anymore. Because if they can't figure it out, I don't want them calling us.
You can follow me at Mike037.
I am at the Crandall.
Two L's.
At Fowler FF.
Yeah.
Matt's posting all on the Twitter lately.
He's crazy over there.
Yeah.
Look out for this guy. Yeah, so that's pretty much everything, right?
I hope so.
Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Matt Fowler.
And have a good night.
Google. Apple.